Last year, Bankrate.com reported that the average emergency cost $2,500. Could you cover that today? Hey, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A lack of savings is the number one reason people accumulate debt. Roughly a third of Americans currently owe on an emergency expense that they couldn't cover. God wants us to look to Him to provide our needs, not others. He tells us to consider the ant. It stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Start saving something today. Put it in a safe place where it will grow without risk. A local bank, a credit union, or an online bank are good options. You can make direct deposits and withdrawals in the event of an emergency. Money market accounts and savings accounts are considered demand deposits. Both earn interest, both allow withdrawals, but the terms and fees can vary. Money market accounts require larger deposits, but the reward can be a higher rate of interest. Virtual banks pay higher interest rates, and sometimes they vary only slightly between money market and savings accounts. Now, if you're just starting out, look for a bank that doesn't require a minimum deposit and pays a decent rate on a savings account. Make that money work for you as it grows for the inevitable emergency need. Since housing, transportation, and food are Americans' three biggest expenses, consider how you can cut back in these areas to begin saving more. Preparation today will be your best defense for the future. And if you're struggling to pay your credit cards, I highly recommend Christian Credit Counselors. For more information, call us at 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org/CCC.